This broadcast is in behalf of 500 community chest campaigns being held this fall under the auspices of the 1939 Community Mobilization for Human Needs. The money raised will be used by local social agencies to meet the needs of people in their own communities for essential services which public relief funds do not provide. No national fund is being raised. Each community will have full control of the money it obtains. Altogether, some 8,500 local private social agencies receive and dispense the money to give hospital care, nursing, medical aid, care and protection for children, and other social and health services. We now take great pleasure in introducing Mr. Charles P. Taft, chairman of the 1939 Community Mobilization for Human Needs.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Indianapolis Community Chests and of the radio audience, the President of the United States.
Chairman Taft, community chest workers, friends of human needs. Tonight, my appeal is to the compassionate heart of the American people. As we look out upon a world unhappily torn by war, with all of its attendant horrors of death and destruction, we must remember, no matter how broad our sympathies, that charity begins at home. I like the ringing challenge in that militant designation, the mobilization for human needs. It's a call for each and every one of us to enlist in the nationwide campaign to extend a helping hand to all who suffer privation or want within our borders. We must work, each of us in our own neighborhood, to support the local community chests. These community chests, with their special responsibility to bring cheer and comfort to individuals and families who have been made desolate by want and poverty, constitute in a very special way our home front. And our home front must be defended at all hazards. Let us, as we sit in our homes tonight, give thought to some of our less fortunate Americans, fellow Americans, who live in homes less cheerful than ours, homes often on the borderline of poverty and misery and privation. And let us not forget that it is just as important to keep the lamp of hope burning in our more humble homes as it is to maintain the elaborate establishments in which abundance and even luxury are the rule. It is the survival of the old spirit of home that must be guaranteed in America. For the family still remains the basis of society as we know it, and it must be preserved as an institution if our democracy is to be perpetuated. If we lose the home, we are in grave risk of undermining all those other elements of stability and strength that contribute to the well-being of our national life. And best of all, our work as good neighbors through our community chests does not overlap either federal or local government relief work. It is well for us always to keep in mind and to emphasize again and again that the proper function of the community chest is to extend local or community relief. Under the Federal Security Agency, which was set up only a few months ago, certain services have been organized for certain needs of the men, women, and children of the United States. There is also provision for work relief through the Works Project Administration, familiar to all of us as the WPA. This isn't the time or the place to go into details concerning the functions of these various federal agencies. I have referred to them because we must bear in mind constantly that the mobilization for human needs, which we're starting off for this year tonight, working through the various community chests in all parts of the country, has a separate and distinct field of service. I desire, therefore, once more to repeat that direct relief and work relief are separate and distinct means of attacking separate and distinct problems. Direct relief is aimed at many problems of human misfortune. In short, the adjustment of maladjusted families, the tiding over of temporary crises in family life, and the support of character-building organizations. That is the mission of the community chest. On the other hand, work relief, as authorized by the Congress, attacks the problem of getting jobs for able-bodied persons who can give useful work in return for what they receive. And it is aimed at the adjustment of a somewhat maladjusted American society. I am reiterating all this because, to my mind, we must let nothing obscure our vision of the field which is the natural sphere of the community chests. To repeat, the community chests are a vital sector in our home front. And I am sure that the mobilization for human needs accepts in every community the national policy of relief as outlined by the Congress, while devoting all of its energies to the local problems which are its primary responsibility. The challenge is to relieve individual distress, no matter where it is found. 100% support of the community chests will greatly diminish want and suffering in every community in the land. To bring about that happy consummation, I appeal to the heart and soul, I appeal to the conscience, and I appeal to every generous impulse of the American people.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the President of the United States speaking from the White House in Washington.